Thanks for listening to the True Vine Ministries podcast with evangelists John and Anna Duke. To stay connected, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or online at truevineministries.com. Now here's evangelists John and Anna Duke.
Hey guys, this is evangelist Anna Duke. I want to thank you for joining the podcast with me today. Today I'm going to be going over a little bit about the love of Christ and how we are as Christians should be acting towards others and how he acted. And too often we act like Pharisees and religious people, and that's not what God, Jesus called us to do. If you look at John 8, starting at verse 2, it says, "Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them." Now they're talking about Jesus here. So verse 3 says, "Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?' This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear." I'm going to take a break right now in this, and I'm going to go back and look at this and how they said, you know, they tested him. So often we see someone doing the work of Christ, and because a leader or someone close to us said that we shouldn't be doing something, or our churches. I mean, I'm not comparing them to Moses, but I'm trying to break this down for you to give you more of an understanding that maybe a teacher says, "Hey, you know, we shouldn't react. We shouldn't be allowing them in. We shouldn't do this or that with that person because of these things." But that's not what Jesus called them to do. And so often we're so quick to go back to say someone else said, someone else did this. But our eyes and our hearts should be focused on Jesus and how he responded, how he acted towards people. So if you look at verse 7, it says, "So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No, no one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.' Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" So there's a few different things in here that I want to break down, is that so often Christians, we act as the Pharisees do. We say that the person doesn't get to come into the church because they don't look like us, because they smell a certain way. I'm talking, or because they smell like alcohol. I mean, I've seen people reject people because they smell like alcohol. I've seen them, automatically put judgment on them, even if they smell like, everything from people coming in the church smelling like weed. And people, you can see them, they start to walk away from them. They start to move away. They start to react like the Pharisees do, because you don't have to say something for someone to know that you're putting judgment on them. You don't have to even go up to them. They can see that your behaviors are showing that there's a condemnation that you're putting on them, that you're putting them in judgment. And that's the problem. So we as Christians are supposed to walk as Christ did. So our job isn't to condemn them, because Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn them, but to save them. So our response should be the same, that we shouldn't walk in condemnation, but that we should be walking in love, because love is what brings true repentance to people. And if there's so often that people come into the church and there's so much judgment put on them, not by Christ, not by God, but by us, by believers, that they don't even get a chance for the Holy Spirit to speak to them about their situation, because we put so much judgment on them that it's actually making it even hard for them to hear the Holy Spirit, because there's so much condemnation on them that we shouldn't be bringing. And we forget, like the Pharisees did, that we too once sinned, that we too had dark secrets. And or what happens is, because they haven't been revealed in the light, whether it be pride, whether it be lust, whether it be, you know, adultery, or or anything that God says is impure, we don't always get caught with those things. So then we walk around in judgment towards others that are dealing with the same thing. I've seen that quite a bit, that someone would be judgmental to someone that maybe have a lust problem, but in the reality is they've been lusting after things themselves. So they actually condemn the very thing that they feel guilt about or whatnot. When Jesus didn't do that, he simply said, go and sin no more. And what I love about it too is that when the Holy Spirit showed me this this verse and I was going through, the Holy Spirit showed me as if Jesus was standing between the girl that was caught in adultery and the Pharisees, and so the religious people, he's actually standing in between them, and he rebukes them in the sense with the question, you know, the one without any sin be the first one to cast a stone. So he already knew that they had all sinned, and he knew that there's no judgment that they should be bringing because they've already sinned. So he's standing in between as almost a protective thing over the sinner, that there was no condemnation. He didn't have a list of, oh, I know what you did last week, and I know this situation or that situation. It was simply go and sin no more. The love of Christ. I mean, if we could all just be like that, can you imagine that you're standing, wow, this brings tears to my eyes just thinking about the love of Christ. Can you imagine that you're just standing there? And you have Christ in front of you. Jesus is literally standing in front of you. And he simply just says, go and sin no more. Knowing what sins you've committed. Knowing the things that you've done. And there's no condemnation. There's no comments or finger pointing or statements like you're unworthy or you're not going to be able to do that or this. Because Jesus didn't, again, come into the world to do that, but that to bring salvation to people. So it's our jobs to walk as he walked, to make sure that they can have the opportunity to find Christ and love on them as Jesus loved as through that. I mean, even when the Pharisees were saying all this, when Jesus, it says, if you go ahead and look at verse 6 again, it says this, they said, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So there was no gossip back and forth, because too often one thing we as believers do in the church, you see someone come into service and then you know their past or you know something they've done, or maybe they've been there before and you just know something that they have done. Maybe it's been adultery. Maybe it's been steal theft from someone. Maybe it, whatever it be. And we don't even do it as a, and we want to say that we do it, you know, so people know. But the reality is we're doing it as gossip. We're doing it as judgment on their lives. We're doing it as, it's not protection. It's not knowledge. It's not wisdom. It's really just gossip. It's really like some, we can be in part of something, you know. And reality, if Jesus was right there, which the Holy Spirit is inside of us. So what we're doing is we're grieving the Holy Spirit when we put judgment on other people. Because if Jesus didn't do it and we're doing it, that is not coming in agreement with him, but coming in the opposite of spirit. That's disagreement. That's going with the Pharisees, where he even corrected them to the point where they all walked away in shame, in a sense, because they didn't even have anything to say. You know, they couldn't, and they were there to, they wanted to throw stones. They wanted to kill her on the spot, but the conviction came over them. That they couldn't even do it, that they literally had to walk away. They couldn't even remain there and push judgment on her because they had all sinned. And so often we do that. We sit there and we gossip about what, you know, what this other person is doing, but we forget what Jesus brought us from, where Jesus told us to go and sin no more. We forget those moments that we were in that caused the religious people to even look at us and say, you know, like that, what you've done is too much. And really what that does is even holds us in a condemnation of our own sins, because if he can't forgive them, then he can't forgive you. So it's almost saying like what Jesus did on the cross wasn't enough. But I want to tell you that it was enough, that you're worthy, that there's no condemnation. Even Romans 8:1 says, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And And so there's no condemnation when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you can walk out in victory, that you don't have to walk out as a victim. You don't have to have the mentality of, you know, well, I sinned so bad that I can't do this. Because I also want to point out there was many people that would have, the Pharisees would have said, yo, you're unqualified. You're not going to be able to do anything. But God calls you worthy. He calls you qualified. He actually says, you know, that he will use the unwise to make the wise look foolish, because he's called you where you're at. Even if you look at Paul, I mean, he was a murderer of Christians, and God used him in a mighty way. And the prostitute, the woman that was caught in adultery, the prostitute that was used in mighty ways in the Bible. There was so many people that were actually living in sin that Jesus simply said, go and sin no more, that he used mightily for to the point where they're in the Bible, they're in the gospel, they're what he uses as testimonies so that other people can find hope, so that they can find out what the love of Christ is. And so I want to encourage you today that through that every time that you would feel a judgment rise up on someone, I want you to imagine that what if Jesus turned to you and said, if you've not sinned, throw the first stone. I want you to really evaluate yourselves and what Jesus would do in that situation, how we are supposed to behave, and let us be more like Jesus. So I'm going to pray for that today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every single person that's listening today, that you're touching their heart, that they're giving them a newness and understanding, that you're giving them revelation of your word and how we're supposed to be. I thank you, Father, that it's not going to go void, but they'd even use it today, and that from this moment on, that they would walk as you walked, that they wouldn't be in a confusion, that we wouldn't partner with the Pharisees or the religious people or the people that are gossiping, or in that we wouldn't come in agreement with the enemy's lies that they would speak over other people. I thank you, Father, that we're no longer a pawn that the enemy can use to hinder people's salvation or their coming into the kingdom of God, but that we would be a light in this dark world, that we wouldn't bring darkness, but that we would bring light like Jesus brought. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every single person that you are renewing their mind through that today, that you're helping them not walk in condemnation anymore, maybe of things that people have said over them, but they're understanding your love and what you've set them free from, that they're no longer a sinner, but that they are victorious, that they can live whole in holiness, that they don't have to walk as someone that's broken, but that they can walk someone that's victorious in all things, and that you would show them your love for them and for others today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. I want to thank every single person that came on here and listened today. And I also want to encourage you to go check out truevineministries.com. We have a lot of other information on there and different things that the ministry is doing. I want to encourage you, just take a look for that. Take a look at it today. Be encouraged. May God bless you in everything you do. And be blessed. Bye-bye.